Sundry. No one was harmed early last week when a raging inferno deemed as suspicious in nature by authorities burnt to the ground two structures on a rural acreage northeast of town. The origin of the fire is being treated as suspicious, reads a portion of a press release issued on Thursday, September 15 by the Sundry RCMP detachment. The Sundry Fire Department received the call at 2:02 p.m. on Monday, September 12, with the first responder arriving at the scene being Fire Chief Ross Clues. "I've got all my kit in the command truck. So, I respond straight from wherever I am," Clues told the Alberton during a follow-up interview, adding his department soon afterward also had a pumper and a tender on scene. And as per standard mutual aid agreement protocols, the Olds Fire Department also dispatched some of their members who brought out an additional pumper and tender, he said. "We responded with 3 units, Olds responded with 2, he said. "We were able to get a water source close to the location so we didn't have to come back to town or anything to fill up the tenders. As the buildings, a home and a detached garage, were totally engulfed by flames when Clues arrived, the chief said he directed firefighters to take up a defensive stance against the fire. There wasn't nothing there to save by the time it was called in, he said. So, firefighters ensured the blaze wasn't about to spread any further. It was defensive attack, he said. We contained the fire to the two structures and then we extinguished the fire. Nobody was injured and the owner was not present. No one responsible for the property was on scene, said Clues, adding, the fire was called in by neighbors. Sundry firefighters were back in hall and ready for service by 9:22 p.m., he said. Although the fire did not end up reigniting, Sundry firefighters returned to the scene the following morning to ensure hotspots were all snuffed out. The fire was extinguished, but there was a little smoldering going on, he said, adding a bush truck was sent in to ensure the fire did not flare up again. Asked where the fire might be believed to have originated, Clues said he could not comment as the buildings were fully involved when he arrived and that a fire investigator had been brought in to work alongside police. "We turned the scene over to them when we left," he said. For the firefighters' part, Clues said it was a textbook response. Sundry and Olds crews worked very well together to contain and extinguish the fire, he said. As always, Clues expressed gratitude for the prompt response from their mutual aid partners in Olds. The Sundry RCMP detachment said the fire was at a Mountain View County acreage along Range Road 43. Upon arrival, two structures, a home and a detached garage, were engulfed in flames, police reported, adding fire crews successfully extinguished the fire and prevented the flames from spreading any further and threatening nearby wooded areas and neighboring properties. Both structures were completely destroyed. Mounties said a fire scene investigator has been brought in to provide assistance with the investigation. Information about this incident can be reported to the Sundry RCMP at 403-638-3675. Anyone who prefers to remain anonymous is encouraged to contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or alternatively submit information online at either www.p3tips.com or by using the P3 Tips app that is available through the Apple App or Google Play Store.